Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
Hey, welcome back to The Advertising Show, being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production. We've got a great show for you, as if they're all not great. Gene Bliss, the customer experience, is going to be with us just in a few moments with Salmon Leadership. That's a stinky feature, but, you know, she wanted to do it, so that's fine. Look in the Mirror, it's Patrick Myers, the marketing insider out of New York, and that's a little bit later on. But actually, the icing on the cake is our special guest today, Jordan Zimmerman, founder and chairman of Zimmerman. Jordan, headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, actually, and we're talking to him actually out of his home in Boca Raton this weekend. On The Advertising Show, Ray Schillens, Brad Forsythe. One quick thing here, and it's not to to bring the show down or anything like that, but we lost a very special person from The Advertising Show about a week or so ago. This lady was instrumental in the beginning of helping us market the show, considering the fact we started the show on in September. I think it was September 13th of 2001. You might recall that date as being 2 days past 9/11. Her name was Kathy Forsythe, and Kathy was fighting a battle with cancer. We thought things were going pretty good there, but she unfortunately lost that battle. But the neat thing about Kathy is not only helping out the show, but the things she did for the broadcast industry. She led a community college called Alvin Community College. It's a functioning radio station for kids wanting to get into the business. And let me tell you, this business is not, very friendly toward newbies getting in and actually learning the ropes and building a next generation of broadcaster. But Kathy's station was, and Kathy was the backbone of that station. 30 years as director of Alvin Community College's Radio, TV, Broadcast Communications Department. For 5 years, she struggled with a malignancy, and finally she was under treatment and lost her battle there. But after she was diagnosed, she helped other cancer patients cope and combat the disease. And she is basically called a beacon of hope for everybody who struggled with personal challenges. In addition to teaching radio and TV announcing, she supervised the college broadcast facility. And it's a great life and a great contribution. And we thank you, Kathy, for the things you gave us. So
yeah.
You will be missed. And yeah. And onward there. Brad, what do you have there?
Well, and well said, by the way, Ray. And if anyone's wondering, no relationship to me other than just having the same last name, but a wonderful person. And
We got to mention Chris as well. Her son, Chris, is now a part of The Advertising Show. Chris is one heck of a great guy, and we are so pleased. So, Kathy, you even rubbed off on your son that way.
Right.
So good job. Good job.
He's an associate producer, for those that may not know, a behind-the-scenes guy that deserves a lot of credit. Ray, consumers that may be out there looking to buy an analog TV, and I'm sure there's like three in America that might be thinking
of
doing it.
Brad. And if you do, they're on sale.
Well, don't go to Best Buy, because the retail giant just announced that it is exiting the analog TV business. And Best Buy, of course, pointed out, as we all know by now, that the FCC has mandated February 09 as the cutoff of analog broadcast signals and making its announcement, Best Buy, the first public announcement, which from a major consumer electronics retailer, which I'm sure there'll be many, many more that follow at this point. But don't go looking for an analog TV at Best Buy.
Well, I was at a Walmart a long time ago looking for a TV for my daughter, and it was like, we got to sell all these TVs, they said, by the end of the month. And wait, this goes back a couple of months ago that Walmart was trying to burn these things off. So
analogs.
The analogs, And you made deals. I'll give you $50 bucks.
And they're not going to be any good here soon, because the broadcast signal will not be an analog. So what are you buying?
Well, what you buy is you buy a converter, but basically you're converting.
Oh, is that right?
You can buy a converter and make these things work. But the stupid thing is, why would you do that? Why do you want to convert it back to an analog as opposed to a high def?
Well, and I heard that they're giving away also beta tapes with each purchase,
that's so sweet. Political advertising has been a good thing, especially for those sales managers wanting to make budgets. I should say for at least for cable, the National Cable Communications handles Cox, Comcast, Time Warner, said it has booked $3 million so far in political ads. The figure representing a significant early purchase in the primary season. Local ad sales operations have sold just over 120,000 commercials, a mixture of 30s and 60s, and local cable systems share the political advertising market has increased significantly in the last 6 years, according to this report. The typical advertising buy is now across a selection of 15 networks. So, you know, this is going to be a good election. I really am looking forward to seeing what's going to happen here. Anyway, that said, let's take a break here so we can talk a little bit about Jordan and a little bit more about what we're doing as well. Jean Bliss is part of the advertising show. Glad to have her on board. And let's hear what she has to say right now.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome, with your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Jean Bliss.
Customer leaders swim upstream. They are salmon leaders because the work moves the current of the company in a different direction, from the outside in rather than from the inside out. Salmon leaders have two traits that set them and their companies apart. They have gut and they have guts. Gut leaders know the higher purpose they want to have for their customers. They have sharpened radar for seeing what's right and wrong and what's getting in the way. Leaders with guts will swim upstream to get there. They have a clear line of sight for where they want to take the company, which they've thought about, stewed about, and suffered over. They will make the customer agenda the priority of the organization, and there will be no settling for mediocrity. Salmon leaders push and inspire until they get it right. Is there a salmon leader in your company changing course for customers? There should be. This is Jean Bliss reminding you your customers are the most valuable asset of your business.
This has been your weekly installment of the Customer Experience with Jean Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Jean is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Jean's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
Hey, thanks, Gene. On the advertising show, Ray Schillens, Brad Forsyth, and our special guest, Jordan Zimmerman, coming up here in just a moment or so. But first...
Yeah, are you a Conan O'Brien fan, Ray?
No.
No? I mean, you don't stay up that late, neither
do I.
No, I
do, and I like Letterman. Letterman's great.
Well, I mean, we would follow Letterman, right? Or no, he would follow Leno.
He follows Leno.
Anyway, Jimmy Fallon, you're familiar with Fallon from Saturday Night Live, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently he is looking to potentially replace Conan O'Brien when he steps down for The Tonight Show in 2009.
Cool.
This according to insiders, while NBC's late night chief Rick Ludwin says that he doesn't expect an announcement until early next year and will not confirm or deny Fallon as the front runner. Earlier this year, Fallon signed a developmental deal with NBC that included the possibility of replacing O'Brien, and now people familiar with NBC's thinking says that the network believes the pair of Fallon and O'Brien would make a compatible two-hour block. I think it would... I think Fallon might actually outperform O'Brien as the, you know,
yeah,
follower.
I guess I just don't get O'Brien. I don't know. I like Leno. Leno's good. A little contrived at times, but I really like Letterman just because he is so off the cuff all the time.
Well, and, you know, Leno's a good example of settling in. He's done a great job of settling in over
he's
the years.
Guy.
When he first started, it was pretty tough, but...
Things
he's done a good job.
Yeah, look who he picked up after. I mean, come on. Jordan Zimmerman, founder of and chairman of Zimmerman Advertising, headquartered in Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale, the 15th largest ranked agency in the country, with published billings in excess of $1.5 billion. He's also president and co-owner of the NHL hockey team, the Florida Panthers. And since founding in 1984, Jordan has led the agency from its origin to a regional automotive advertising agency. Yes, you've heard the spots, with more than 800 associates and 22 offices serving clients in virtually every retail sector, including fast food, sports, real estate, spirits, furniture, financial services, office supply retailers, and the list goes on and on. And we'll find out more about what Jordan is doing these days as well. Here's the Advertising Show. It's Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe. We hope you stay with us. It'll be great.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe.
I'm Ewell Gibbons. Many consider me an expert on natural foods like cattails. Yes, they're edible. I look for natural ingredients in my food.
Welcome back to The Advertising Show. It's Ray Shillings along with Brad Forsythe. And out of Boca Raton, Florida, it's our very special guest for the next three segments, Jordan Zimmerman, founder and chairman of Zimmerman, an Omnicom company. And it's such a fast-growing company, Jordan. I know we just read what the numbers were, but apparently those numbers have gone up dramatically over the course of the past 60 seconds. Would you please fill us in on the numbers there?
Yeah, the agency last year was ranked the 15th largest agency in the U.S., which is unbelievable since we're based in South Florida. We have published billings now over $2 billion and well over 1,000 employees in 15 offices around the United States.
Wow, you guys keep busy, don't you? Good for you.
It's been good.
Welcome to the Advertising Show. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, and Jordan, truly, we are both honored to have you as a guest today. And I was looking at your site, and if you're interested in learning more about Zimmerman, if you're not already familiar with them, ZADV, as in Victor, ZADV.com. You know, I'm thinking, you know, let's say that you get out of bed, Jordan, and after sleeping on your mattress from, I don't know, mattress firm, you take your vitamins from the vitamin shop and you decide that you're hungry, so you want some Miami Subs, and on your way to Six Flags, you jump in your Nissan that you bought at Auto Nation, let's say, and you realize, oh my goodness, I forgot my shoes. So you run back in, you pick up your pair of Crocs, you get back in your car, and
but he doesn't have any pants on, so he's headed to S&K Men's Warehouse.
Yeah, well, and then you're deciding whether you want to listen to the Dolphins game or the Florida Panthers ice hockey, and you're, you know, I got to go by the Bank of Atlantic to be able to, you know, get some cash before I swing by Long's Drugs. And what you just heard there were a number of Zimmerman clients.
Did you you forgot the vodka?
Well, I was going to save the vodka till after the show, Ray.
Why?
Did you get one?
Why?
Jordan sent me one.
Really?
Yes.
He sent me a glass.
So, Jordan, Zimmerman Advertising, as Ray described, began years ago as a regional automotive agency. And I'm curious, how did you make the transition from an automotive specialist to a national agency? I would think, Jordan, you know, once you're pigeonholed as a niche player in the agency business, it'd be difficult to break away from the specialist image like that.
Well, you know, being in the auto sector is almost like Frank Sinatra saying, if you make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. When you become a niche local store marketer like that, you really understand how to differentiate brand and how to activate and give consumers a better reason to buy at your store than others. And I think when you apply that to a bigger basis or a bigger player, you use that same methodology to be able to really hone in on that local store market and activate it.
You know, Ray and I have had our share of automotive clients as well, and I think that, you know, you make a very good point. The automotive clients hold their agency to a demonstrative return on investment, and, of course, if you're lucky enough to have great automotive clients, it's a great place to learn and hone your craft, but they do hold you responsible, and you don't have the luxury of setting at the end of the year and deciding whether your branding advertising has been working or not. You wake up Monday morning and you get an idea from client feedback whether your campaign's working or not. Was that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it's very fair. You know, most of these auto dealers are owned by families, and, you know, their response every month is a year when they close that financial statement out, and, you know, every day is a goal day. You know, how many units are we going to do today? How many prospects are going to walk in the door? How are we going to maximize the return on our investment? And I think it taught us the discipline of doing good business and being accountable at an early stage, and we applied that to every sector we've gone into and had incredible success, even in the pizza sector with Papa John's against formidable competition in Domino's and Pizza Hut.
Yeah, and that, as you say, back in the days when automotive dealers were actually owned by families as opposed to the way it is today. Let's talk a little bit about brand tailing, a term that you and your agency not only created, but used this business philosophy to differentiate you from your competitors. First of all, describe, if you would, Jordan, brand tailing for us, please.
It's something I created back in college. You know, I was in my MBA program at the university, and they were teaching us one day about the Allison Fisher purchase funnel. And when I looked at the funnel, I said, it starts with, if you haven't seen the funnel, it starts, the top of the funnel is very wide and has awareness, and saying, in order for you to buy a brand, you need to be aware of a brand, whatever that brand is. It's toothpaste, it's automobiles, it's Crocs. You have to be aware of the brand. And I said to myself, not many business plans are written towards awareness. They're written towards profitability. So I looked in the funnel, and I saw profitability was all the way on the bottom of the funnel. So I thought, there's lots of brands I'm aware of, but I'm not very intent on buying. So I said to the professor, we should invert that funnel. Profitability should be on top, and on the bottom should be awareness. And the professor looked at me and said, why? And I said, because brands that are profitable have revenue, and brands that are profitable have margin, and brands that are profitable have market share. And most importantly, brands that are profitable have the awareness that you want to get on the top of the funnel. So from there, we said, now that we've activated and repurposed the Allison Fisher for Purchase funnel, we said, how do we build the brand while at the same time setting up a retail funnel to make sure that we're able to deliver sales on a daily basis? So we called it brand telling. Build the brand over time, but build sales overnight, and said, let's coin that with next day sales, saying let's give a consumer a better reason to buy than price. Because retail is, everybody thinks retail is about the deal. Retail isn't about the deal. Retail is about giving you, the consumer, a better reason to buy than the price itself.
So, and that's very well said, and obviously only when a client has a profitability can they even afford, if they so choose to implement and launch an awareness program. But I would imagine that, an awareness campaign rather, but I would imagine that they've done a lot of hardball marketing and advertising to get to that point. So is it fair to say a dedicated awareness strategy for a client's product or service is something Zimmerman would never do?
No, it's part of the overall methodology for how we go to market. It's Crocs is a great example of that. If you look at what we do for Crocs, Crocs is about differentiating that brand in a category of shoes. They became, the largest shoe company in the world. 70 million shoes they've sold, those Crocs, and they've diversified their lineup. But at the same time, we're helping them to build that brand, but still very cognizant of the fact that we need to drive next day sales.
Yeah, and how long have you guys handled Crocs? I'm just curious.
A year and a half now.
Yeah, what a great product, and it's really caught on fire. How did you guys go about picking up what I would think, if you picked them up a year and a half ago, that brand was on fire when you picked them up? What, were they disenchanted with their current agency? Did you go in and compete for the business? How'd you get it?
They were up for review, and they invited us into the review. They're based out of Boulder, Colorado. And in the review process, everybody was going in and talking to them about, how they were going to help them sell more shoes. And, we knew it wasn't about selling more shoes. They were going to do that anyways. What it really was about, differentiating their brand and legitimizing their brand from a fad into a brand. Hmm. And, we looked at line extensions. We said, if Crocs is made out of a cross-light material that's antimicrobial, antibacteria, anti-slip, anti-smell, which people didn't know, but they love the shoes. They're the shoes everyone loved to hate. So we said, what up if we built kids' backpacks out of the cross-light material? What happened if we built balls for McDonald's and Burger King out of the cross-light material? And then your kids can go into those ball pits and not have to worry about them getting sick from all the viruses or all the bacteria that's in there. And, we said, what about if you built yoga mats out of that? We gave them toilet seats. What about an antibacterial toilet seat? We gave them all these line extensions. They said, brilliant, you must be listening to our meetings because this is what we're talking about. And we said, no, we don't listen to the meetings. This is how we think. We think business first. Does the business strategically make sense so it can grow and prosper and have a great foundation? And then from there, let's explode the brand and build it.
Out of Boca Raton, Florida this weekend, it's Jordan Zimmerman here on the Advertising Show, founder and chairman of Zimmerman. We've got more to talk about, and we've got more program. Hope you stay with us.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Fruit juicy. Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
You taste 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. 7 kinds of fruit.
Just talked about brand tailing just a few moments ago with Jordan Zimmerman, our special guest, founder and chairman of Zimmerman. Jordan, by the way, Brad, is one of the 100 most powerful people in South Florida. Now, we don't know if that includes any mafia, we have to clarify that. But Jordan,
or Rush Limbaugh, now that he does his show out of Florida, I guess.
Yeah. Jordan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and just to wrap up, last segment you were talking about the new business presentation and ultimate win for Crocs. Are you still involved in the pitch, or you go there for the pitch?
Yeah, I'm still involved in the pitch, and we actually are just launching shooting there. A campaign called What a Croc, and we are one of the talent we used in that What a Croc campaign was Don King himself.
Hmm. And you know, the takeaway for me in you telling your story is that when a client says that they, for example, you say that they wanted to know how, you know, the agencies or competing agencies were going to increase their sales, and you told them that they shouldn't be wanting to know that, they should be wanting to know, in effect, brand extensions and so forth, and you changed the agenda of what the advertiser thought they were looking for, and ultimately won the business. I think that was brilliant on your part, and I think it says something to any agency people out there that might be thinking that following what a client may be asking for may be the kiss of death, and having the courage to go down a different road and take a different approach can oftentimes pay off. Let's go back to Zimmerman's brand tailing for a moment, Jordan. You incorporated something called Z-Track as a means to measure your agency's effectiveness for your clients. Describe for our audience, if you would, how Z-Track works, please.
You know, as you're building an agency, you know, part of the responsibility in building an agency that you have with your clients is being able to measure their results, or at least try to measure the results, as we would say years ago in the ad business. And what we built was the first internet-based platform that could track all of our media in real time and tell us where our leads were coming from, whether it was an internet lead or whether it was coming off of a telephone call, and the telephone calls that were coming in to our stores or to our numbers were actually being recorded in real time. I could tell you, I could reverse a pen about 80% of those people that are calling in and tell you who they are, where they live, what their address is. And I could start to cross-pollinate that with our database at our stores, at our retailers, and tell you how many of those people actually called in or came in through our website, actually came in and bought, and what was the time frame between them calling in or them going to our website to them coming in and buying, what was the average ticket they had and what ad they responded off of, and I can ROI the ad they responded off of to the actual amount of money they spent. It has become a very sophisticated business for us at Zimmerman. We treat it more like a business firm that happens to do advertising than an ad firm. It's about technology. It's about innovation. It's about differentiation.
You know, I would imagine that if you're not afraid to be judged on results, that can oftentimes just drive a stronger relationship between the agency and the client, as long as they're willing to, you know, re-huddle and not expect a home run every time you go up to bat, right?
Yeah, and I also think, you know, the agencies would be surprised that I think our work works a lot better than we expect it to work at times, but you never had any way of measuring that. What was the traffic like at the retail over the weekend? Only what they tell you. What were the phone calls like? Only what they tell you. How about the internet? How many hits came to the site? Where'd the people come from? We don't know. You know, so we're only as good as the clients. If we're able to both be accountable, we can hold them as accountable as they expect to hold us.
Right. You know, from what I've read, Jordan, you're sometimes referred to as the black sheep of the advertising world, a description I would imagine you take quite a bit of pride in, just knowing you for the short time of today. Why are you considered such a maverick?
Because, you know, I'm not driven by the creativity alone. What I'm really driven by, if you knew me, you know, I'm driven more by the business success, and not ours, theirs. Our client's success means we're successful. So, you know, if the industry wants to be judged on innovation or by the cool awards, I want to be judged, or our firm wants to be judged, and by results. I want to know that what we're doing is really working for our clients, is gaining them market share and differentiating them in their sectors. You know, others want to be judged, you know, or want to have a good time laughing about the ads they just produced around water coolers, and we're celebrating about transactions. You know, and, you know, instead of helping yourself at an agency level, maybe it's time we all need to step back and we need to help our clients. And I think sometimes that our world that we lived in, you know, we're more about the celebrity status of the world we live in than really about the accountability and responsibility that we should be about. And Zimmerman is about accountability and responsibility. And you know what? The ad world doesn't like that.
And, you know, there's a lot of changes going on. I don't have to tell you here in both the advertising and the media world nowadays. Well, where do you see the traditional ad agency business model, say, 10 years out, Jordan?
It's integrated programming, you know, that our brands need to come alive in many different ways. That the websites that we know as of today are going to become huge, actual portals into worlds like we haven't experienced before. And, you know, if we're trying to reach the new 17 to 24-year-old male or females, we're going to reach them through these portals where they can really play in a world, a fantasy world that they can live in, that our brands can live in as well. I think that TV, the way we know it today, is going to change dramatically. You know, appointment television and TiVo has changed it already, but it's going to change even more. You know, newspapers, the way the world lives, as you know and I know, our children don't read newspapers. They probably will never read newspapers. So, you know, newspapers have to figure out how to build portal worlds to bring their newspapers alive in those portal worlds in ways that are innovative and will be accepted among the youth of America. So I think that we are in for some rapid changes over the next 10 years, just like our world has changed over these last 10 years, faster and quicker than anybody could have predicted.
And I would think an agency, whether it's yours or some other firm, that is well-founded in their relationships based on results has less to worry about than the others, wouldn't you think?
I would think so. You know, one of the things I look at all the time is that in the ad world today, there's not many of us left that have been founders, that understood the responsibility of what it took to build the firm, but also the responsibility we have and the relationships you have that are so deep-rooted with our clients. Some of my clients are my best friends today, and they become best friends because they know I care as much about their brand, my employees care as much about their brand as they do, and they know that we take it as seriously as they do, and that we're not just here to produce ads, we're here to make sure that they have success with the ads that they're running, and they're accountable to an ROI.
And we are glad that you're still here. Talk to as many people as you can, Jordan, okay? It's the Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. Jordan is founder and chairman of Zimmerman out of Fort Lauderdale, and we've got another segment with Jordan in just a minute here. Ray Schillens, Brad Forsyth, the Advertising Show, powered by Shipple.com, incredible platform, marketing platform called Tendency. Check it out.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Woman here? Never.
A woman's world has freely grown. Most places now she calls her own.
Gentlemen.
Thanks for being here on the Advertising Show. It's Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. I think Alex Ben Block has met his match with Jordan Zimmerman here. You know, what do you think, Brad?
Well, you know, as always, you have a great guest like a Jordan Zimmerman, and the time goes by too quickly, and we wish we had more time, but
Jordan,
this will be the last segment, I suppose.
There you go. It is final segment today. Jordan, thanks for being with us. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Yeah, and so why does a renegade like Jordan Zimmerman sell their agency to Omnicom?
You know, it was 1999 when Omnicom came knocking on the door. And, you know, when you're building an agency, you never know how really good you are. And, you know, until you really can compare yourself to a holding company and the companies that they have within that holding company. And John Wren happens to be probably the most dynamic, fundamentally strategic leader of holding companies. And he was a brilliant quarter. And I believe that, he would allow Zimmerman to be Zimmerman under the Omnicom brand. And, he really was looking for a retail or next day sales or a brand telling arm and an agency that just didn't produce 30-second movies as commercials, but really was an activator of that and could bring brands to life. And my first challenge with them was to turn around the Nissan brand. The Nissan brand in 1998 had lost $7.2 billion. We picked them up in 1999, and by 2003, they had made $8 billion, a $15 billion profit swing. So for me, the challenge was, are we good enough to play in that league and to see how we really do play in the league? And that means against the BBDOs, the DDBs, and the TVWAs.
Any regrets?
Oh, none at all. It's been great. John and Randy that run Omnicom are great guys and really supportive, and they allow us to be us.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we talk about pick and click, which is an interesting concept that your agency created and launched recently, let's talk a little bit about Google for a second. They've had numerous attempts to get into the traditional media buying and selling process, and they've been in the news for a while now. And any thought, certainly eBay as well with their media marketplace and reverse auction concept. Any thoughts as to why Google and others are struggling with the concept of trying to create a online platform for helping advertisers to make traditional media buys?
Yeah, I really don't think it's their core competency. I think that, you know, you're an expert, and listen, our ad guys are experts at what we do. We know the new world better than any, and I think we study it and live it every day. Google is a little bit of everything, so they're getting half baked into our world. And, you know, our example of that is you're going to lead me right into Pick and Click. So Pick and Click is the first virtual ad agency. We launched it. We've worked on it for the last 3 years. We launched it last February after 6 months of beta. We have 107 accounts on it, and basically you can stitch together your creativity for your television, for your radio, for your print instantaneously. So if you're a retailer or you're part of a franchise group, you can be first to the market against your competitive set with the offers that are out there. And example of that is if you're a Honda dealer and Honda just releases new incentives, you now that can put that onto the air and get into the radio, into the print, and onto the television quicker than your competition down the street, because you can put it together in a matter of minutes.
So is it just automotive, or you do other business categories?
Platforms for everything.
Yeah. So if you're successful, Jordan, do you put Zimmerman out of business?
Well, that was the reason we created it. My president, Pat Patrigani, was at Omnicom University, and his assignment that he chose was, you know, commoditization. And if commoditization was to hit our industry, what would happen? And what we did was we mapped out the first virtual ad agency, and, you know, we spent almost 3 years developing it and 6 months in beta. And lo and behold, you know, my question to Pat was, is this ever going to really work? And if it works, will it really generate me revenue? And not only does it work and generate revenue, but it gives our clients that really can't afford to have an agency an ability to have an agency to have excellent work. This isn't just work that they're putting together. This is strategically sound work that is activated, that's put together by an executive creative team that actually gives them their choice and selection online, but with the finest of strategy and the best of work.
We had the CEO Nick Graf on the show of Spot Runner. I'm curious. Do you consider Spot Runner a competitor to Pick and Click?
I'm sure they would consider themselves a competitor to us, but very different. You know, Spot Runner, you put your order in and then has to go through the traditional means of going to a studio and being produced. Pick and Click is the only agency in the world that's virtual that actually you can stitch your spots together in real time, meaning you can go on there and you can create your television spot in less than 10 minutes, your radio spot in less than 10 minutes, your print ad in less than 10 minutes,
wow.
And you can distribute it as a mechanism on there to traffic right out immediately yourself by just the push of a button.
And who do you didn't you announce recently some alignment with an existing media buying company that helps you in that regard that already does some online platform for media buying?
Yeah, we actually have an online platform we are testing right now for Pick and Click, where you can go on and basically you can bid for your media in real time. And basically, we've opened up like a bidding box, so the stations, instead of their inventory running empty, now we'll sell that inventory at a very reduced rate for our clients.
You know, Jordan, it's a shame you have so much spare time there in Boca. congratulations on the incredible successes and continued success. Don't stop doing what you're doing. You do it good. It's ZADV.com. Jordan Zimmerman of Fort Lauderdale. Been a pleasure having you on the advertising show.
Hey, guys, thank you very much. You guys are the best.
Thanks, Jordan. You got it. We've got more to come in just a minute, so stay with us.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillins and Brad Forsyth.
There's nothing like the face of a kid eating a Hershey bar. There's nothing like it you'll ever see.
Now, what is the fat content of a Hershey bar? That's what the question is, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's puffy. His face is puffy. Jay Walker Smith is our guest next week on the Advertising Show. He's president of Yankelovich, Inc., overseeing company strategy and key client relationships, also responsible for day-to-day operations as well. So we'll, and he also has a new book out called Generation Ageless.
And that's you and me, and, isn't it?
I would like to think so, considering the fact you just took up surfing. that's pretty good, Brad. Not a bad deal. We've got we're short on time here because we did spend a little bit more time with Jordan, but we do have a very special person, part of the Advertising Show, Patrick Meyer, our marketing insider out of New York, and he wants us to look in the mirror. What a concept.
Welcome to Understanding the Future Now. It's the Marketing Insider featuring Patrick Meyer.
Today what I'm going to talk about is looking in the mirror. Yes, looking in the mirror for a reality check of what you do. As we build ideas, as we build plans, as we do our job, it's easy to slide back and let the bar lower. So what I want you to do is to think about creating criteria that sets the bar high. Let me give you a couple examples. Number one, does it have wow? Does it produce a visceral reaction when people say wow in your organization, wow with your consumers, wow with your system? Number two, is it a strategic brand building idea? There are a lot of ideas out there that can generate sizzle, but does it build your business, your brand, over time? Number three, does it have target appeal? Does your target audience want to scream with delight? Do they want to tell their friends about it? Whether that's boomers, millennials, urban, Hispanic, doesn't matter. Number four, is it loaded with innovation? Have you built in things that are new, innovative, either product or media or packaging or new technologies, but bring innovation to compound the effect of your idea? Number five, does it compel your entire organization, your whole system, to sit up and say, this is great, put energy behind it? Number six, does it drive your brand or your business forward? Because if it doesn't do that, everything else is wasted. So my friends, create your list, share it with your team. And if you've really got a backbone, share it with your management. Then you have to hit that list.
You've been listening to The Marketing Insider, heard every week here on The Advertising Show. Join us next week for more insight into the future of marketing.
This is Patrick Meyer as your Marketing Insider. And remember, the revolution is now. Hey, you want to know more? Go to nowinc.net or send me an email at patrick@nowinc.net.
Glad you had a chance to listen to the interview today here on the Advertising Show with Jordan Zimmerman, founder and chairman of Zimmerman Advertising. What a story he has to tell.
Yeah.
And we have Jay Walker Smith, Generation Ageless, coming up next week on the Advertising Show. How baby boomers are changing the way they live today and how they're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be next week. That'll be a good show as well. Gosh, we're just about out of time here. I've got something about social networking, which if you don't know what that is, you probably ought to learn. Social networking sites will enlist 230 million active members by the end of this year, and that's not too far away, and will keep attracting new users at least until 2009 when they're taken over by high-def users, I guess. I don't know. According to an analyst report, but investors are still wary, and for good reason, as long-term growth is by no means certain. So consequently, it's something you look into. This is suggesting this is... CNETnews.com has that feature.
Facebook, MySpace, those are all social networks. Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, what is this all about? It reminds me of the late, or the mid-90s. What is a website? I don't know that.
Do you have a car phone?
Oh, yeah. A bag phone.
Yeah, bag
or the shoe phone, the proverbial shoe phone.
Hope hardwired you had a good time to my car, yeah.
They used to be a long time ago. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Tell your friends about it as well. Obviously, at theadvertisingshow.com, there's an incredible amount of information and interviews all the way back to 2001. So good stuff there, too. Advertising Show brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. We invite you to visit them online at adage.com. The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth is a Big Radio Midgets production.